Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, rock and roll, hoochie cooch, bit the dust. Rick Derringer. I don't know if his guitar blew up on him or what happened to him, but he died. And you know, it's really funny. I was thinking about Rick Derringer because I had lunch with him in Orlando one time across from Universal. He was trying to get in with the WWE, and he did. He did a few records with Jimmy Hart, but he was trying to stooge Jimmy Hart out of him doing the music for the WWE, and Jimmy Hart was really good at it. I mean, he was one of the best at doing the entrance music. And I was talking to some of my friends, and I said, man, the two stooges are going at it, you know, trying to cut each other's throat. But, you know, Jimmy Hart's the biggest stooge in the whole wide world and the best stooge in the whole wide world. So inevitably, Jimmy Hart won the battle of the stooges. So Rick Derringer hit the road, and that was about it for him. Rock and roll, hoochie cooch, hit the road.
I mean, you got to give it to Jimmy Hart, a guy who is only capable of being a manager. He's a little tiny guy with a squeaky voice and just built himself a legendary character with the WWE. And I wasn't aware of the fact that he did a lot of that entrance music. That was new to me.
Oh, well, Jimmy Hart's one of the best.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did Shawn Michaels, you know, entrance music. I mean, he done Dusty Rhodes, you know, and then American Made with Hulk Hogan. He wrote all that.
That's crazy.
I mean, when you go back and look at all the entrances that Jimmy Hart did, I mean, while they don't have him doing it now, he needs to be doing it now. He's that damn good. He got stooged out.
All right. This week, Eddie, we're going to get into the elite in the NFL, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Indy 500 and NASCAR, and of course, Jabronis of the Week. It's going to be a fun show, but we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Memorial Day savings are heating up at Lowe's. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $20. These deals won't be here long, so start shopping now. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. What you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
So, Jeffrey, you're talking about the elite of the NFL. So you're talking about what? The Eagles, the Chiefs, the Bills?
The Ravens, the Lions.
Ravens, yeah, the Ravens, not bad.
Yeah.
You got the Lions, Commanders, the Commodores made the list. Oh, hell, man. But you know something? You better watch them. They're going to be in the Super Bowl in the next 2 years.
I think it's very good choice.
They need to change their damn name while Trump's as the president to Redskins.
I would love that.
And get all the love back. And then you got the L.A. Rams. Do not forget the Rams. The Rams. Let me tell you, they made some great acquisitions. You know, they got Dante Adams for Matthew Stafford to throw to. I mean, the Rams are going to be good this year.
I wonder with the team like the Rams, they have been a good team for almost a decade, it seems. And at that point in this new NFL with free agency the way it is and guys hopping around, for them to be able to keep that team together for that long took a lot of salary work, a lot of front office work. But when you do it that way, which I think is the best way, you end up with a team that's aged and not being able to, you got to kind of go into rebuild mode. It's not a rebuild on the fly in LA. So I'm wondering if they haven't dropped off a little bit and the team that we don't have on here that may be a threat, they may be the Commanders of next season, is the Chicago Bears.
That's the sleeper.
I really,
for the whole NFL, you better look out because they got a guru of offense as their head coach now. And he went and got everything that he needed to make Caleb Williams a star quarterback.
They
got no excuses now.
Therein lies the question. Caleb Williams, is he or isn't he a guy that can compete in the NFL? We will find out now because there are no excuses for him now. He's got the weapons. He's got the line in front of him. He's got the coach. He's got everything he needs to take the Bears to that next level in the NFL. And I'm here for it. It's been a long time since the Bears have been a really good team. And back when what's the linebacker Brian Urlacher still had no hair is the last time I can remember the Bears being really good in the NFL.
And that's a long time ago.
I know. That guy has a beautiful head of hair now. Beautiful head of hair.
Brian Urlacher. That's it.
Yeah, it's, I make that joke because I remember being in Chicago for, I believe, NBA All-Star, and I saw a bunch of signs along the highway of some hair growth product for Brian Urlacher. And I thought nothing of it until the next time I saw him being interviewed on TV, and this guy had some heavenly locks. And I was like, Brian, we remember that you were bald when you played in the NFL, but good for you, man. Everybody needs a nice head of hair. If you didn't have
you
one,
know,
there's
I was
a way playing, to get one.
I went on a, played some golf with Jim McMahon. This was at a Star deal, you know?
Yep.
And this was up in Destin, Florida. And I'll never forget, the limo came and got me. Then we went and picked Jim up, and he came walking out in flip-flops. He plays golf barefooted. And so we were talking, and he hands me his card. And it's for a bank in Chicago. He says, president. I said, how in the hell did you get the president of a bank in Chicago? He said, they only bring me in to close deals, man.
Yeah.
He said, that's what you get when you win a Super Bowl in Chicago.
Yeah, you're taking
you
care of for life.
Get a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I
he
think
said,
though,
you get a free job.
Jim McMahon.
And he's sitting there drinking. He's sitting there drinking Coors Light and shots of vodka. And he was something else, that dude, man.
He wasn't an idiot, though. So I believe that he probably is somewhat good at business. I don't believe that he's president of your local bank good at business. But good for him, man. That's awesome. Eddie.
He just told me, he said that they would have these big money guys come in, and he would walk in with two or three footballs and throw them at them, and they'd catch them, and
they'd sign the deal.
You want me to sign that for you, kids, or whatever? What you want me? He'd sign them and all that stuff, and they'd shake hands. And hey, he said, it's a pleasure doing business with you. And that's all he'd do. He said, I wouldn't talk business with him or nothing. I'd just set the deal up and say, thank you for doing business with us, and walk out.
What do you think the odds of us seeing the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again next season?
Well, we've seen it the last two out of three, and it could be. I mean, they're both great teams. I mean, they're not going anywhere. I can tell you that. They're not going down. They're going to stay up. Everybody else is going to have to play their game. You know, the Bills are the team you better watch.
Well, we've been saying that for years. The thing about the Eagles and the Chiefs, I went low on the Eagles last season. I thought that they were nearing the end of their window. I didn't think that Jalen Hurts was the guy for the Eagles to be able to win a Super Bowl. And as you remember, I was low on the Chiefs. I was late, late to the ball game on the Chiefs. I think if I remember correctly, going into week one of the playoffs, I was still sort of saying this is a fluke. The Eagles are going to lose. They're not this good. And I was wrong. I admit it. But it's hard to do that for me going into next season with either of these teams. But if there is a team that is going to have some drop off, I believe it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. They still have arguably the best quarterback in the NFL right now. And I just wonder if the surrounding cast, I don't know if Kelce is going to have his head in the game as much as he has. I think he talked about retiring. And I wonder if the Chiefs can continue to be dominant in the NFL for much longer with Andy Reid.
Yeah, but
Reed
why would he want to retire a loser?
I don't know, but he talked about it.
Huh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. His brother retired when people weren't necessarily thinking he should.
Well, that's, you know, he's a sinner. That's fine. Travis is a go-to guy for his team.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let's jump over to the NFC North. I know we already talked about the Bears a little bit, and the question here is, who is the favorite in the loaded NFC North? The Lions, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears are all teams deservedly that we should be talking about making the playoffs. The Vikings, I wonder, because they are going to a second-year quarterback. He'll kind of be a rookie because he hasn't played yet. But this is going to be interesting. Actually, is J.J. McCarthy, was he just drafted, or did he spend a year in the league? Yeah, he was hurt.
Remember, he was hurt last year.
Yeah, he hasn't played. This is a difficult one. I mean, Detroit, obviously.
You know who I'm going to pick?
Who?
Out of all of them. I'm not going with Motown.
That's interesting.
I'm not going with the Pack, because the Pack is not back. You know who I'm going with?
Well, it leaves the Vikings and the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears.
Well, I can't stand the Vikings, so I'm not ever going to pick them. But the Bears, I'm going with the Bears because of the change of culture.
Yeah.
I think Ben Johnson's going to change everything about Chicago, and they're going to be exciting to watch.
I don't know if you can change the culture that much to make them better than the Detroit Lions are right now. And honestly, the Packers.
But you got to remember, what you're talking about. How good the head coach of the Bears is. Where did he come from?
He came from the Lions.
They lost him.
Yeah.
They lost their defensive coordinator. He's a head coach with the New York Jets. Those are two tough fields. I mean, you just can't go out and say, okay, you're my offensive coordinator. You're my defensive coordinator. All of a sudden they're not, how you know they're going to jail? You don't.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, if there is a reason why the Bears are able to overtake Detroit, it's the quarterback question in Detroit. We've got a guy who has proven himself to not be able to take the team over the hump. This was their year, and he wasn't able to put it together and win the NFC, and that showed a lot. The Packers
You're talking about Goff.
Yes.
So you're telling me that in all our mouthing off nation that Goff is a bridesmaid and not the bride.
Yeah, that's what I think about him. I feel like he...
Well, that's how come they traded his ass out of L.A.
And it proved a worthy trade because Stafford won the Super Bowl with the L.A. Rams. Granted, that was a stacked L.A. team.
The same team.
You have to basically... The quarterback is where it's at. And you're right. It was pretty much the same team. Hey, Eddie, we got to take a break. We'll come back next. We'll get right back into the NFL. We'll be back after this on Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
And Jeffrey, I was just thinking about our friend, the Red Rocker himself, Sammy Hagar. You know, he's out in Vegas. You know, he just started that little stint out in Vegas and rocking the house, man. Sammy Hagar is a great show.
Yeah,
and
you
he's
know,
a great dude.
So I'm assuming he's doing Van Halen songs, right?
He's more than Van Halen.
Well,
come on.
Name me the Sammy Hagar songs that are Sammy Hagar without Van Halen.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Name them.
I mean, you can name. He just released one.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, yeah, it does. He didn't have Van Halen.
People are not going to go see Sammy Hagar shows they're going to go see Sammy Hagar, but they're not going to see his new stuff. They want to go see him play the hits. This is a thing that I know this is a sports show.
Well, he's going to play the hits.
I know.
I mean,
name his
Van
solo
Halen
hits.
Always said that Sammy Hagar was the best guy that ever happened to Van Halen.
Well, they hated their former singer. This is an argument that can be had. Are you a Van Halen guy? Are you a Van Hagar guy? I'm a Van Halen guy. I think David Lee Roth was one of the best frontmen of all time. But I will say that Van Hagar put out some really, really good poppy
hits. Yeah, he sold more records than he sold more arenas out.
Maybe.
Sammy Hagar is really, really good.
Yeah, but I mean, Van Halen was already a juggernaut when he joined the band. And I'll tell you this.
Well, he didn't join. They asked him to.
9 times out of 10, you ask people, what is your favorite Sammy Hagar song? They're going to either say a Van Halen song. Those are the only things that he's known for. I can't think of another hit that he had solo.
Oh, I can name a bunch of them.
Name them.
I can't think of them right now because you put me on the spot, ass. You know, so it's like, but Sammy Hagar is really, really good.
I know,
he's
but
no joke.
I was asking the question. He has to play Van Halen songs, though, right?
He will play some Van Halen, but that's not going to be his whole night.
We're going to look up the set list of the Vegas show for Sammy Hagar, and I want to see how many songs he plays by Van Halen as opposed to not by Van Halen. But that doesn't matter. I love Sammy Hagar.
Well,
I love Van Hagar.
I won't. Hey, you're going to tell the Mouthing Off Nation
hey,
that damn Sammy Hagar is he don't play all Van Halen,
stick
brother.
Stick around after.
I mean, he's better than that.
During the next break, I'll look up how many Van Hagar
Since
songs.
Since you asked the question, you give us the damn answer.
I will
then.
Do so.
How about that?
All right, let's get back. Actually, you know what? I want to talk about odark30.com. You want to talk about people that stand on their own without joining someone else that was already successful. They go in and they themselves in the very first. odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. There's not one that came before it that was better that they replaced. odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Absolutely. And before we get into NBA, I want to say this. The WNBA, let me tell you something.
Oh, we're going to spend a whole segment here.
That Angela Reese, is that her name?
Angel Reese.
Yeah, she sucks. And, you know, I'm not the one who said that. You know, look up Jason Whitlock's comments on her. And you know something? The billion-dollar baby is Clark in Indiana. Do you know what they're doing? They're going up against the fans of Caitlin Clark because they support her. Well, you're going to kill your billion-dollar baby with that because you know something? You keep your racist crap to yourself. You know, this girl is just that damn good, and your fans, you can cheer for who the hell you want to be. You know something? Why don't you ever pick on somebody to whip your damn ass? You know, and we need to get about 20, 30, 40, 50 of our guys and go kick some of their asses and let them know that, you know,
I am not fighting WNBA players, Eddie. I'm not going to be part of that.
I didn't say fight. No, you're going to fight their fans. Oh, if they're, it, you know, you got these
Chicago Sky fans
jumping on.
I'll go fight some Chicago Sky fans.
You know, I'm not going to put up with that anymore. I'm tired of it.
All right, Eddie. So let me say a few things about this. I feel like we're not going to end up talking about anything but this in this segment because it is a hot topic and I have things to say. First of all, Caitlin Clark is not a billion-dollar baby. She is a maybe you guys make enough money where the NBA doesn't have to keep paying for you to have a league baby. There's no way the WNBA is ever going to be a thing. I don't care if Caitlin Clark is the second coming of Larry Bird and Angel Reese is the second coming of Magic Johnson. As long as they're playing women's basketball, I don't see an audience for it. I am sorry that that's my feeling, but it's built on years and years of trying this. And now you watch anything on ESPN, they're jamming women's soccer down your throat. They're jamming women's basketball down your throat. They are trying to make us like it. And some people
You know, ESPN has become a racist network. You know, that's not what sports is about. This is not a racist kind of deal. I mean, if you're good, you're good. It don't matter what color you are. And I'm sick of it.
But it does
matter. I don't listen to ESPN anymore. I don't watch ESPN. I think it's a friggin' joke.
I don't think that a majority of people want to watch women's sports. I'm sorry, ladies. It's just not a thing. It's not the same as watching the biggest, strongest men go out there and compete in sports. It's never going to be. The only way that you can do it is to take away men's sports and force us to watch women's sports, which I think is the next step. And I even think if they did that, you would see a drop off in men caring about sports. It's already.
You know what? Even with you talking like that, we just need to stop talking about the WNBA and go to the NBA.
I can't.
And talk about Halliburton.
I can't do that yet.
How great he was.
I can't do it yet. I mean, I can't. The other thing is that Angel Reese is a garbage person. Have you ever listened to her talk?
I don't watch the crap.
It boggles my mind that this young lady has a college education.
What you're saying is this Angela Reese needs to go buy an Audible book and learn how to speak English, correct?
No, I'm not saying that. She's an idiot.
I can't help her then.
I know. I just don't understand how I guess I do understand because it's been happening forever in men's sports. You've got the dumbest lug who's a phenomenal football player and he gets his A's by going to class. All he has to do is show up. Sometimes not even that.
Well, you know, and they give him the grade. Most famous one is played with the Redskins for you at Dexter Manley. They gave him a degree out of Oklahoma State, and he couldn't even write his name.
Yeah, and the reality of it is that I guess it is just a thing, but Angel Reese is an embarrassment. A lot of these women are...
She's an embarrassment to the whole WNBA.
Yeah.
And the NBA.
The thing about the NBA is that there were like four or five guys in the heyday of the 80s when it was the ugly basketball. You think about Laimbeer, you think about Rodman, you think about Charles Oakley. There were guys that you knew were kind of the guys that were going to go out there and beat you up on the court, and they were those guys. It seems like in the WNBA, it's everybody but Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, you got thugs.
Yeah.
I mean, you got women thugs that like other women. And, you know, they don't like Caitlin Clark because she got a boyfriend. And, you know, she lives a normal life. We can't help she's white and just better than you.
No.
I mean, you know, that's just the way it is, brother. I mean, hey, Caitlin Clark's the best thing they got in the WNBA.
Yes, I still won't watch any of her games. Haven't seen her play at all. Have no interest in it.
I'll watch her play. She's really, really good.
I believe that. I have a lot of people tell me she shoots the lights out. That's great. I like watching men's sports. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think it is. I think if you did a study, you would find that it's not just me. Let's jump over to the NBA real quick.
Let me tell you, why would you want to watch the WNBA?
I didn't.
I mean, it's like...
I literally make fun of my friends if they bring up the WNBA or American Major League Soccer or women's soccer if they're talking about it, I immediately go to, you have got some kind of brainwashing going on. There's no way you actually like this. If your daughter isn't playing or your sister isn't playing, there's something wrong with you if you're extremely into.
I tell you who was playing, Jeff.
Who?
Was the Indiana Pacers.
Tyrese Halliburton looks phenomenal.
He's the man.
It's his coming out party this year in the NBA playoffs. He looks fantastic. I thought the Knicks were going to win this series only because of the fact that I feel like Jalen Brunson, it was his time.
Told you going to lose that money, didn't I?
it was his time to shine. They brought some guys in to make that team better, and I thought that he was going to be able to put him over the hump. Not the case. Indy has outclassed him all the way.
They even brought the actor Timothy Chalamet. you know who kisses his ass is old Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
And you know whose ass he kisses? Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? I love Matthew McConaughey. If I got to meet...
He's one of the greatest actors of all time. I love him. He's a good dude. Knicks brought out Spike Lee. Tyrese is another Reggie Miller in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. Spike Lee, please.
Well, I got to give it to Spike Lee. I don't like him. I don't like any of his movies, really. But he is a Knicks fan through and through. And he has found a way to insert himself as the Knicks fan. And, you know, he sits on the court side. He goes on the court whenever he wants. He yells at people. He's very much present at those New York Knicks games. So I will give him that when it comes to the New York Knicks, I give Spike Lee a lot of credibility. I do want to go back and say I love Matthew McConaughey, but saying he's one of the best actors might be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The only reason he ever got an Oscar was he lost a ton of weight, but he was still exactly Matthew McConaughey. Sorry, Matthew.
Well,
love you, brother.
He's Dallas Buyers Club. Hey, anything that Matthew McConaughey does, he's Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
But that's what makes him great.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit onehour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo! GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, what you want to talk about? You want to go to NASCAR and Indy 500? Boy, what a race that was.
I would love to do that, but first, we've got to settle it. I have in front of me the main set of Sammy Hagar in Vegas.
Go ahead, big dog.
All right, so Love Walks In. I don't know. Is that a Van Halen song or is that a Sammy Hagar song? I'm not sure. I don't know it. I can't drive.
You're the legend with damn Van Halen. Yay. You either know it or you don't know it. What's next?
I Can't Drive 55. So the second song he plays is his biggest hit. Then he plays Heavy Metal.
Good,
I don't know that one.
Hey, well, at least he has a friggin' hit. I mean, you know.
I agree. He was a one-hit wonder. Mas Tequila, Mas Tequila did pretty good. That was sort of right after the Van Halen years. He released a record that was very tequila heavy because he has that tequila place in Cabo San Lucas. Good Enough. I don't know that one either. That might be one of his songs, but here we go. Why Can't This Be Love? That's Van Hagar. Amsterdam. I don't know that one either. Satch Boogie, I believe, is Van Hagar. Somebody Get Me a Doctor, I believe, is Van Hagar. Pound Cake, absolutely Van Hagar. But this is where it gets really interesting. 5150, Right Now, also Van Halen. Humans Being, Van Halen. There's Only One Way to Rock, Van Halen. Run Around, I don't know that song. The only Run Around I know is by Blues Traveler. But here's where, this is where I wanted to... this was an interesting one to me.
That's a good set, man. I'd love to watch that.
I know. But then after Runaround, he goes off and, everybody cheers. And it's not a surprise anymore that he comes back out to do his encore. And Panama, that's a Van Halen song. Panama is a David Lee Roth sung Van Halen song.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, he did it. And then he did Top of the World, probably Van Hagar's biggest hit. And Thank You, Good Night. So this was at least half, if not three quarters, Van Halen.
Thank You, Good Night. Thank You, Good Night is his latest release.
Oh, okay. So Thank You, Good Night was that. That's the new song. The Thank You, Good Night was the last one. And
that's his new one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
That's a hell of a set, man.
I know, because it's Van Halen.
Now he's got more songs that's not Van Halen.
All right.
Did you count them?
I did.
No, you didn't count them. You didn't go to school. So I counted them.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4,
no
five, six,
now.
Seven.
No guesstimates.
I'm not.
No
guesstimates. I'm not. I'll only count the ones I know. 8. So 8 Van Halen songs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Oh, even. He broke even. 8-8. Van Halen versus.
Well, he's
got to
be pretty damn good. He's got 8 hit songs of his own besides Van Halen hits.
Yes.
So you're talking about 16 damn hits from Sammy Hagar. Now you're talking to the 6 million Mouthing Off listeners that they know that the Red Rocker rocks the damn house, brother.
Well, I will say that I wasn't allowed to use possible. Van Halen songs that I just don't know. So it might have been 11-7 or 11-5. I don't know. Anyway, I've now managed to make Sammy Hagar and Matthew McConaughey mad at me, and I'll never get over that. I like them both, but it had to be.
You're
going to
be seeing Matthew a lot sooner than you're going to be seeing Sammy.
The NHL, Eddie, Florida and Carolina. This looks like a foregone conclusion. Carolina, Florida is a very good team. Carolina, I thought was better than they've looked. They were able to pull off the fourth game in Carolina. They won that actually 3-0, pretty convincingly.
Hell, the only reason I believe they lost that game is because they wanted to go home in Florida and kick some ass and head to the and win the Stanley Cup.
They were also missing their third line center, Connor Brown, so that also probably affected them somewhat. But you're right. The Carolina had to win one at home. I mean, they looked so dominant against the Washington Capitals that for Florida to just be spanking them around again, yeah, we're looking to repeat all the way around here.
I would have bet my money on the Caps. That's how good the Caps look going into the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, they were firing all cylinders. I'm just telling you. And they're a better team. I love the Caps. Out of all these teams you can look at, the Caps are the best hockey team to watch.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun to watch.
They're just that damn good. They're fun to watch.
The Oilers are up 3-1 on Dallas, so it looks like we may have a repeat of Florida-Edmonton showdown in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The funny thing about that, Eddie, is that you couldn't have a longer flight if you're part of the crew doing those games. No. I remember last year talking to my buddy that was on that, and he's like, oh my God, these flights are absolutely insane. The turnaround's very fast, and those flights are very long going into Edmonton, where it might still be snowing. And good luck.
Edmonton's nice. I wrestled in Edmonton. But, you know, getting into Canada and doing all that man, it's just like a pain.
Yeah.
It's just nothing easy, you know, going through all that customs crap anymore. It's just hard.
So the Indy 500 and NASCAR, Eddie, Alex Palou wins Indy. That was his first ever win at Indy. First Spaniard to win Indy. And
it was great to watch him drink the milk.
Yeah. Well, that was the only thing that was great about that race, because it was ugly. There were fires in the pits. There was a guy that drove through the pits, I think. Lots of wrecks.
You're talking about mishaps. Yes. You know, I didn't know Roger Penske bought Indy.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he bought the Indianapolis Speedway and the IndyCar series.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't have a greater owner.
No.
I mean, Penske's, you want a guy who loves racing? That's him.
Yeah.
And Indy's in good hands with Penske family, believe me.
Well, he's going to have to look into what went wrong at the Indy 500, because it was one of the most bizarre Indy 500s I've ever seen. There are lots of wrecks. Kyle Larson, speaking of wrecks, wrecked early and jumped on a helicopter and headed over to the Coca-Cola 600. Where he wrecked again. So Kyle Larson was able, he did the double hop, Eddie. He crashed at Indy.
He crashed at
Coca-Cola 600. 91 laps at the Indy 500, and he wrecked. He led 34 laps until he spun out on 43 and crashed on 246 to end his day at the Coca-Cola 600. They're headed now to Nashville for the Cracker Barrel 400. We're going to be watching Ross Chastain, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, and Billy Byron. Who won the Coca-Cola 600, Eddie?
Ross Chastain.
He did. He went from worst to first to win the
he did.
Coca-Cola 600 passing.
But you know who really should have won that?
Billy Byron.
Is our boy, Billy the Kid.
Yeah, he won the earlier race, right?
Well, he won the Infinity, but he led this 283 laps. He
lost it with five laps to go.
He let this jackass pass him with five laps going, man. I mean, come on. Wreck the bastard. Don't you let him pass you. Do a Dale Earnhardt Sr. on him. Put him in the wall.
Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie. John Cena admitted to Stephanie McMahon why it is that he has decided to retire.
Well, you know, it's kind of like pretty much every wrestler who's done some time in the business. You know, it's no different than the NFL or NHL or, you know, any pro sports, that your body starts to break down on you. And that's what happened to John. His body start, you know, his shoulders are going, his back is going, knees are going. You know, you can talk about professional wrestling all you want, folks, but it's hard on your body, man. That's no BIMCO we're landing on. And when you take a suplex off the top rope, whew.
When you give,
you feel it, believe me.
When you give somebody a suplex off the top rope, you get hammered.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah,
it's the same
really
bump.
I know. It's, yeah. You know,
everybody's taking the same bump.
It's painful. And by the way, you know, while we're talking about this, you know, there have been plenty of times when someone comes in upset with somebody and you're really getting cracked upside the head with stuff. In the WWE and all of wrestling, you know, Andre the Giant, I think, was famous for, if he wasn't a fan of you, you were going to have a hard time in the ring with him. He was going to shoot.
Well, if you ever got slapped by that giant, you would feel it for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Especially if he
That's
didn't like
you.
That's
how big his hands were.
Other interesting news in the WWE is that Jonathan Coachman believes there's a chance that Vince McMahon is going to try to buy back the WWE.
Yeah, I heard that besides Jonathan Coachman. I heard it from people in the office up there that they told me that Vince is making a play. You know, he has $8 billion in stock. I mean, he's got $8 billion. I mean, not counting the billions he's already has, but he has enough money to buy that if he wants it. But you got to have a seller. See, they forced him out. And, you know, the latest news is John Laurinaitis has turned on Vince McMahon. Now he's going to testify for the girl in the lawsuit. But see, he can't go on that stand and testify anything that he hadn't already put in writing because he'd be lying.
This is what happens, though. When you're the big boss, you better stay on top, because the minute you fall, all of those guys that you were standing on top of are going to fall down right on top of you when you fall off the top. So it'd be interesting to see.
I think that Vince needs to go and open his another league, you know, and call it the WWWF and bring it back and do it again, because he doesn't need, because he can put everything he's got in play there because he already did it. They wouldn't have those billion-dollar contracts without Vince. That's what people don't understand. Vince set them up to make nothing but money, and they forced him out.
So Hulk called Benjamin Shelton, Benjamin Shelton. Did I say that enough times? Who's Benjamin Shelton?
Benjamin Shelton, you don't like Hulk, stand in friggin' line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, he don't care. He's laughing all the way to the bank. Oh, shock, shock, shock. I'd already tell you, we made the announcement right here on Mouthing Off that Kirk Cousins was not going to be a backup quarterback for Atlanta Falcons. And Atlanta Falcons, their whole front office is a joke. You know where I believe he's going to wind up, Jeff?
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh Steelers. I really do.
It'd be interesting because Aaron Rodgers came out and said that he is not going to play in New Orleans. So he would look very, very bad if Pittsburgh went with Kirk Cousins and the only option left for Aaron Rodgers was New Orleans, who would probably take him. But after coming out and saying that he doesn't want to live in a swamp at this age, he may have burned that bridge with the fans, and I don't know that they would accept him.
Well, you know, I love New Orleans. New Orleans is a great place to live. Great. Hey, Louisiana has a great place to shoot shows. As a producer, I love New Orleans, and I will shoot there anytime. You know something? I have a lot of respect for my Louisiana friends, and I have a lot of them. And, you know, you've been down there many times.
Yeah.
And for this overpaid Aaron Rodgers, you know, who Pat McAfee, will you quit kissing everybody's ass, Pat? I mean, you kiss Triple H. You kiss Michael Coles. You kiss everybody. I mean, you must have a case of friggin' damn chapstick. I mean, because your lips have got to be burning. You know, Aaron Rodgers, to talk about New Orleans like that, shame on him.
He can
live in Green Bay, right? You can live in Green Bay. And, there ain't nothing to do in Green Bay. Yeah. I can tell you that.
I'm more of a Lafayette guy myself, to be honest with you. But New Orleans isn't bad. It's not really my style. I could see people saying New Orleans isn't my style, but to come out and say that he wouldn't live there and play there, that's taken pretty far. You give me a couple million dollars, I'll put on that
accent.
So you're
telling me that Archie Manning and all the Mannings that grew up in New Orleans, they're not good enough to be in New Orleans, huh?
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Boy, what a show we had. You know, let me get back to Pat McAfee. You know, you're saying what brung you to the show? Well, he kissed everybody's ass to get in the WWE, which is good. And now, hey, my hat's off to him. I mean, he got an $85 million deal from ESPN, and you know how cheap they are.
Yeah. I want to give this to Pat McAfee, though, because Aaron Rodgers became very unpopular during the COVID pandemic. And he was outspoken with his views. And whether you agree with his views or not, you can't really just quiet someone down because you don't like their views. And Pat McAfee, against all pressure, gave Aaron Rodgers a platform to come on. And he never told him he couldn't say this, he couldn't say that. And I really do appreciate that.
One thing about Pat McAfee's show, it's like mouthing off. You can say what you need to say and do what you need to do. Because we're not controlled by the man.
Yes.
You see what I mean? And I've never been controlled by the man. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm just that damn talented, and so are you, Jeff, that we don't need to be. We're nobody's puppet. Pat McAfee and all the boys up in Indy are not a puppet either. And so when he paid Aaron Rodgers $1 million a year to come on there, I mean, that's easy money.
Yeah. I want to say this, Eddie. I am 100% controlled by the man, because you know why? I am the man.
Well, okay.
Now, anyway, a lot of fun this week, Eddie. You know, got into what we could. Was not expecting to talk as much WNBA as we did.
Oh, I hate them people, man. You kill my show today.
Was not expecting to go so hardcore on Sammy Hagar, who's a guy I like. I mean, run!
Yeah, well, hey, you had to eat tomorrow. Some crow like you've been eating
right
crow.
No, I don't think I did. I think I still, we either tied or I won that argument. And Matthew McConaughey, too. Sorry, Matthew. I tell it the way I see it. And if you don't like the way I see it, then what am I going to say? It. All right, man, we got to run. So tell him goodbye, Eddie.
For JT and myself, this is the Continental Lover saying, see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.